The emergence of general artificial intelligence, or GenAI, stands poised to revolutionize the way we live and work. Its implications touch every sector, from healthcare to finance, promising unprecedented advancements. But with innovation comes the risk of domination, especially from big tech behemoths with deep pockets and an insatiable hunger for data. The UK's antitrust watchdog is waving a red flag. Their concern? A few powerful players could monopolize this nascent industry. Imagine AI that not only drives your car but predicts your needs, sets your schedule, and optimizes your life. This future, shimmering on the horizon, could be owned by the few, not the many. Experts agree this is no idle worry. Studies reflect a staggering concentration of resources among leading tech firms. These companies already wield significant control over data and infrastructure. Such control provides a foundation from which to launch and dominate GenAI services, potentially boxing out the sprouting innovators and startups that inject vital diversity into the technology ecosystem. The regulatory body urges immediate action. They suggest enforcing existing laws more vigorously and contemplating new frameworks specifically tailored for artificial intelligence's unique challenges. The ideas are there. What remains unclear is whether the political will can match the urgency of the problem. A free market is predicated on competition. Without competitors to challenge the status quo, without new blood to push boundaries, stagnation isn't just a risk, it's an inevitability. When we speak of GenAI, we're not just discussing technology, we're talking about the future trajectory of humanity. The clock ticks, relentless and unfeeling. Action, or inaction, will shape the contours of this digital landscape. The antitrust enforcer's alarm is more than a warning. It's a clarion call to preserve the potential of GenAI for generations to come.